Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia, and this is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by Dan Lucarini, titled Why I Left the Contemporary Christian Music Movement, subtitled Confessions of a Former Worship Leader. It was published by Evangelical Press in 2002, and the book is 138 pages in length. My review of this book first appeared in the Evangelical Forum Newsletter, Volume 1, Number 3, in 2004, and it's found there on page 8. Here now is the review. This book is written by a self-described former foot soldier in the movement to drive traditional churches to accept contemporary Christian music, or CCM, in their worship. The author now rejects the use of CCM in evangelical churches and has written this book to expose his readers to the dangers of its uncritical acceptance. He summarizes the reasons for his departure as follows, quote, "Our key premises were that music is amoral. God accepts all musical styles, and no one should judge another's preferences or tastes. As I dug into the Bible to prove them right, instead, I saw that they were man-centered, illogical, and misrepresentations of basic biblical principles," end quote, page 34. The author outlines his theological and philosophical objections to the use of CCM. He begins by questioning the wisdom of using contemporary music in order to meet the felt needs of or to appeal to the human worshipers. He calls this the lie of, quote, "God accepts us as we are," end quote. He makes a serious charge that CCM presents dangers of immorality by use of secular music, divisiveness, splitting churches between traditionalists and CCM proponents over worship styles, and deception. Among his comments are these, quote, "Our acceptance of CCM into our worship services has hurt an entire generation of older Christians, has led to church splits, and has created a breeding ground for immorality, selfishness, and divisive attitudes in younger generations," end quote, page 46. Central to Lucarini's argument is the idea that musical style is not morally neutral or amoral, or merely a matter of tastes and preferences. On the contrary, he argues that CCM is based on rock music, which, quote, "is clearly and unequivocally associated with immorality, especially promiscuous and adulterous sex, glorification of drugs, and rebellion against authority," end quote, page 91. He thereby raises a question that is seldom heard, even in our doctrinally conservative churches. Quote, "With what moral dimension is my favorite music associated?" End quote, page 91. In the closing chapters of the book, the author anticipates and answers typical arguments that are raised for acceptance of CCM. These include the question of whether the use of CCM is justified in order to reach people. Lucarini concludes, quote, "We should not accept just any worldly method to reach the lost. Instead, we must discern carefully what methods are acceptable for use in the kingdom of God," end quote, page 100. Based on the research of John Macugina in his book Measuring the Music, Lucarini also debunks as evangelical myth the frequently used argument that CCM is justified because past luminaries like Luther and Wesley adapted secular tunes to gospel use. The author further derides the use of blended services and separate services, traditional and contemporary, as a so-called slippery slope that inevitably leads to blurring that, quote, "is almost always toward contemporary shades," end quote, page 123. In conclusion, I believe that Lucarini's book deserves to be read and discussed by those who lead worship in local churches. Lucarini's report is anecdotal and personal, and is certainly not an exhaustive biblical and theological treatment of this subject. It does, however, raise courageous questions in a direct but not mean-spirited manner about the evangelical church's sometimes uncritical rush to jump on the CCM bandwagon. We would do well to consider prayerfully whether or not the church has been aided or hindered in its faithfulness by making use of worldly musical styles in its services of worship. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net, and follow me on Twitter at Riddle1689.